This is Dagaris Masculist MGTOW Flyers. That is 2-3 page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Dagaris. This is flyer number 41, entitled "The Fipping of Females Will Not Be Enough." Description. This flyer explains that having most women being fips will not solve all men's gender issues. Fip women are still women, so will judge men's sexual attractiveness by male wealth. But MGTOWs and masculists are choosing to spend much less on women, so women will be forced to change their sexual attractiveness criteria towards men. Flyer itself. The fipping of females will not be enough. Men's gender problems will not be solved entirely by the fipping of women, that is, having all women become fips, financially independent persons. Certainly, it will help a lot, because so many of men's gender issues result from too many women still being fluffies, that's traditional women who expect to parasite off a man's money. For example, men will be released from man-slavery because fluffies will cease to exist. And with all women fips capable of paying their own way, they can pay for their own kid if the father does not want the pregnancy, that is, the para, paternity rejection right, becomes practical when a pregnant mother wants the kid, but the father doesn't. The primary political goal of the masculist is to create a fip society, that is, one in which all adults are fips, that is, both sexes. It will mean a revolution in education, since in today's world, most women still study fluffy crap majors in high school and university. That is, they choose the soft option, the lazy option, that is, avoiding math and the sciences, where they would be forced to use their brains. So they choose the easier majors, such as English literature, psychology, sociology, women's studies, history, philosophy, languages, etc., which are less abstract and less intellectually demanding than math or physics, for example. Masculists aim to wipe out fluffies by refusing to have relationships with them, forcing them to rot on the shelf to extinction. As more women become conscious that there's a desperate shortage of good men, that is, robot males, that is, man-slaves, who are prepared to marry and have a kid with a woman, they will be forced to accommodate themselves to men's wants. They will recognize that fluffies are rejected far more frequently than fip women, so they will decide increasingly to become fips, even if they don't particularly like studying math and the sciences at high school, or majoring in one of the professions or techs at university. Women are learning, thanks to many MGTOW / masculist videos on YouTube, that 70% of men under 35 in the US refuse to marry and have kids. This scares the shit out of them, because if they think about the consequences for them individually, it means the odds of them getting married and having their kid are less than a third. So 2/3 of these women will remain unmarried and childless. To a woman, not having a kid can be traumatic, because having a kid is what they are hardwired to do. They evolved over millions of years to have a kid. Their whole psychology and life plan revolves around having a kid. So if men refuse to play along, these childless women will be very unhappy. So with masculine / MGTOW media pressure on women to be fips, as well as coming increasingly from the broadcast media, women will become fips in ever greater numbers. So does that mean that men's gender issues will disappear? I think not. But the fipping of women will go a long way towards making men's lives more agreeable. So what is missing? Why do I think that the fipping of women is a necessary but not a sufficient condition for the liberation of men? Because a fip woman is still a woman, meaning that her DNA-based psychology remains intact, even though she may be a fip in her daily life. What may not change are her criteria for finding a man sexually attractive, and these evolved traits will present problems even when most women are fips. To illustrate what I mean by this, I'll use my own example and will then generalize. I'm into my fourth wife. I'm nearly 70, so I've had plenty of time to see lots of women come and go. My first wife was pretty much a fluffy, and I felt enslaved by her, with me paying for her to stay at home with the kids. The second wife was not too bad, didn't want kids, and was 10 years older, but died young because she smoked heavily in her 20s. The idiot. By way of a tangent, if you smoke, your life expectancy will decrease by about a decade, and you'll have a 50-50 chance that what kills you will be tobacco-caused. Says the BBC Horizon program, Why We Love Cigarettes. The tobacco companies kill half their customers, which makes them the second biggest mass killers, only eclipsed by the banksters who start world wars, communist revolutions and purges. My third wife was Chinese, and the daughter of a general who was on the Long March with Mao. She ended up being a lazy middlebrow who stole half my savings and made me rather poor. Due to her guanxi, that is connections, strings, string pulling, cronies, I didn't get my money back in the Chinese courts. I suspect she just wanted to benefit from the salary of a full professor, travelling a lot, etc. My fourth wife, also Chinese, is definitely a FIP. She too is a professor with her own apartment, car and career. At the beginning of the relationship, she saw the full prof, PhD, high status, etc., and her vagina wetted. Later, after I suggested to the president of my Chinese university that the city I live in become the China Center for Brain Building, and mentioned that most Westerners would not want to work there until China democratized and the government severed its connections with Mao, who killed about 80 million Chinese. The president emailed back saying that I had broken the law. And a few months later, I was fired and blacklisted from working in a Chinese government-controlled university again. My fifth Chinese wife increasingly began to see me as poor, and gradually the sex stopped. This would have pissed me off no end a decade or more earlier in life, but since I'm now nearly 70, it's much less of a big deal, so I stay with her more for the companionship. I switched to arcing after retirement careering as a globicator, global educator, making YouTube lecture course videos and E, that's electronic libraries, for PhD level pure math and physics students to get their education for free. Something I felt that was much more significant than what I was doing before, teaching a classroom of maybe 20 students, whereas now I teach the planet and for free. My FIP wife is a woman, and women are sexually attracted to men with money. There have been plenty of experiments showing this. For example, women have a lubrication sensor inserted in their vaginas and then shown photos of the same guy dressed in a McDonald's uniform or in an Armani suit leaning on a Porsche, a very expensive sports car. Guess which kind of photos got the women wetting? There's a rather famous video on YouTube of a man leaning on an expensive sports car trying to pick up passing women. One approaches and agrees to have coffee with him. An old woman screams at the man, "What are you doing with my car?" The man moves to his ordinary car parked immediately behind. The woman sees this and walks off. Now, to come to my point, FIP women are still mobs, M-O-B. That is, preferring money over brains. They have evolved to seek out males with resources so that a woman can trade her vagina for some of those male resources. That is hardwired in them, and this presents a problem. As more and more men go MGTOW, and as more and more men take up masculist attitudes, refusing to be manslaves to women, living modestly and saving hard so as to retire in their 40s, then to women's eyes, these guys look poor. So these women will be less sexually attracted to them. This creates a conflict between female instincts and male lifestyles. So what are men to do? What are women to do? There's a kind of sexual lifestyle ecology playing out here. The men choose to be poorer than they could be in terms of conspicuous wealth. They have money, but it's not for women, it's for themselves. That they save, planning to retire young and be free, to be arkers for the second half of their lives. As millions of men do this, women will be forced to adapt their sexual standards so they at least tolerate men who choose to spend much less on women. For the women, the choice is either to accept this or to be manless, such as the shortage of
Good man!
The MGTOW / mascots can help themselves by pushing their ideology onto society. They can tell women that women's sex for money behaviours are no longer appropriate for the modern age, where women are strongly morally pressured to be fips or they just don't get a man. Women will be forced to look beyond the superficial appearance of wealth of a man and judge him by broader, deeper criteria, such as his goals in life, his character, his personality, etc. This will be difficult for women because they will be going against their grain, so to speak, since their DNA is pushing them to vagina wet at the sign of male wealth. But women have no choice. They either adapt to poorer men or they live alone. So women need to be more than fit. They need to judge men more broadly or be punished. Men increasingly absolutely refuse to be manslaves to fluff to females. The days of robot males, manslaves, are dying, thank God. Women now can work, thanks to the pill, household gadgets, higher education, etc. So they must work. This frees men up from traditional manslavery, so that they can concentrate on themselves, becoming arkas and MGTOWs, etc., doing what men want. We men have the power to wipe out fluffies, since we are fips, and fluffies can only be fluffies if some robot male pays for her, but the supply of robot males is drying up fast. This basic reality is something women are forced to adapt to. There will be millions of men not caring about looking wealthy to women, sneering at women who judge men by their wealth, labelling such women as having a mob psychology. Pun intended. These men will put strong moral pressure on women to broaden their criteria for judging men. If women fail to adapt, they will pay a heavy price. They will live out their lives manless. Cheers. Prof. Dr. Hugo De Garis. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. YouTube channel name: De Garis, Masculist, MGTOW, Flyers.